6:44 on your Thursday morning. One of the biggest regrets I've ever had was not to see Motley Crue in concert. I would have liked to have seen them. I had an opportunity in Calgary, I think, when I was there in 2008. Could have seen them. I was like, nah, I'll pass. And I have regretted it every moment since. And of course, with Motley Crue, that is the intro to Mayor Chad Baczynski joining me on the line this morning. Mayor, have you seen Motley Crue in concert?
Morning. Yeah, I actually did. I did in Saskatoon. However, Tommy Lee was actually injured, and he wasn't able to do his upside down drumming trick. And they had the apparatus set up, but he wasn't able to do it.
Oh no, that was like the highlight of the show, is what I heard for a lot of people. Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad. Yeah. So you were up like I was late last night listening to this.
McDavid.
And Mayor, that was one of the most entertaining games I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible, pretty electrifying, and what a goal by Draisaitl.
Oh man, this is going to be a fantastic series. Already up 1-0 in that series. Already way up from this point last year. So let's talk about sports and Oilers, and maybe perhaps in the future we could be watching these kinds of games at a new sports bar at Rio. Now, you guys had a special council meeting the other day, and it looks like things are going ahead with this now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Rio and the Rio board, they did a lot of work on this file, and ultimately came to council for final sign-off. And moving it forward, it's very exciting. It's a great opportunity to take a space that has some challenges right now and turn it into something pretty fantastic for our city.
What happened with YQR Distillery?
Rio would have kind of more details on that, but you know, from council, our briefing has been is that they're in arrears, and so right now they're looking for this as an opportunity to move that to a better position, with the current ownership being engaged in the process, and so we can try and turn something that's currently a more negative situation into a positive one.
I've seen some questions out there, Mayor, from people about why perhaps there wasn't a tender put out for this, a process for others to possibly compete to set up shop there. Did that not happen?
No, and our understanding is it didn't. And the reason that we went through was that ultimately it was a lease reassignment. So this wasn't a lease termination. This was somebody taking over the existing lease as well as the any current debt or otherwise associated with it. So so that was kind of the reasoning behind it. It wasn't a clear cut. Open termination of the lease.
What's your confidence level this project actually finishes?
Highly confident. We've heard very clearly that Mr. Semple, who called into the meeting and spoke very passionately about this project, he's putting a lot of capital in front of this project and clearly has a large passion for the vision of this project. So I'm excited for it, and I'm excited to fill it with a bunch of our Reginians and have some fun watching more Oiler games and Pats games and everything else in the future.
Mayor Chad Baczynski on the line with me this morning. You were just in Ottawa last week. What were you doing there?
Yeah, they had the Federation of Canadian Municipalities annual conference there, as well as we had a big city mayor's caucus meeting during that time. So the meeting itself was especially great because we actually had federal ministers come and speak to the group, where we were able to clarify and ask a lot of questions around some of the platform. And of course, the topic near and dear to my heart is infrastructure. And so being able to dig into some of the details around what that looks like, what kind of funding could Regina potentially expect and leverage to try and put towards our own community.
Anything about tariffs that came up?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was able to reconnect with a mayor, Cantrell from New Orleans, that I met when I was in Washington. And, the silver lining is it sounds like there is momentum in the U.S. with our partners from Canada, the U.S. and Mexico, all rowing in the same direction and trying to really educate residents on what the real life impacts of tariffs are.
Now you're back home, and a couple notable events happening tonight. Of course, the Riders home opener, Mosaic the Festival of Cultures gets underway. Mayor, do you, how many pavilions do you go to?
As many as I can.
Can you get all 15 in? Can you get all 15 in? That's a pretty big challenge.
I don't know if I'll get all 15. I'm not going to commit to that, but I definitely prioritize based on food. So that's usually my, if I'll always try and do that.
What's your go-to? What's your go-to food and drink?
Well, I mean, I think most people could probably guess I always have to make a stop at the Ukrainian Pavilion.
Yes.
Definitely the Irish Pavilion is always a fun time as well. And there's many, many more that if I can make it to them, I absolutely will, because there's so much culture and food to see. It's just such a great time and such a pillar of our community.
Mayor, always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Kevin.
If you've watched any Stanley Cup playoffs, you should know every last word of this song. Andrew Shepherd joining me now from the newsroom. And Shep, you really like Triumph.
Great song.
Yeah. Even before Triumph. The Stanley Cup playoffs, you really like them.
Yeah. I saw Rick Emmett, really quick short story. I saw Rick Emmett back when I lived in Ontario at a group called Strung Up Troubadours. It was just him and another guy. And you sat on the stage with his back to where the crowd would have been. And it was just he's a guitar virtuoso. He's really good at guitar. And it was a really, really good show.
Well, there you go. There you go. And the theme, as we watch the Edmonton Oilers win game one, Mosaic is back. And you and I are really big Mosaic people. We've been going to this. I think I've been every year except for maybe one year when, and that doesn't count COVID when it was off.
Yeah.
What is your favorite pavilion?
I have a feeling you're going to agree with me on this one. My favorite is the Scottish Pavilion.
Agree.
Yes. I love, I'm a big fan of Innocent Gun. They have that Scottish beer. It's like barrel-aged beer.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love the bands they have there and just the general vibe in the Scottish. They have I like the market kind of people that they have. They sell all these funky, like, glassware made out of horns and stuff.
Yeah,
And mugs and stuff like that. So, yeah, I love the Scottish Pavilion.
This is the first time I'll have gone to the Scottish Pavilion since I've actually been
in Scotland.
And so, I feel like this year I'll walk around, with my white glove, be like, that's not actually how it is in Scotland. No, I think it'll be a lot of fun. 200,000 people across the 15 pavilions is usually what they get every year.
This is probably my favorite festival that the city runs. It's so good. There's so many places to go, so much good food and drink, and just a great time.
Yeah, and most of the pavilions, by the way, I should say roughly about half are at Real District, spread out through the Queensbury Convention Center, International Trade Center, Cooperator Center. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for a lot of people. If that is not your thing, maybe swimming, Andrew, is.
Yeah, the Wascana Pool opens today. So the pools, we're entering pool season. Hopefully the weather warms up a bit. It's kind of a double-edged sword with the fires. We don't want too hot of weather, but down here, we've had some cooler weather here. North needs rain. Pools are opening up down here. Just the lap pool at Wascana Pool today. Leisure pool, water slides, hot tub opens tomorrow. I guess they need a little bit more time after that voluntary water restrictions that was last weekend. So those open tomorrow, and then all the other pools, the Buffalo Meadows, Maple Leaf, Massey, Regent, next Thursday.
I haven't been to the Wascana Pool yet, the new pool. I think maybe this year could be the year that I go to
it. I have been once. It's nice. I like the way the change rooms are laid out. It's kind of very open, it's not a closed building. It's just kind of there, and you walk into your single change room, change, leave, go in. It's great. Watch for parking. You need a code. Lots of parking available, but you need a code, and you need to register your vehicle. That's the only thing when you go.
Good heads up. Let's go back to wildfires. You mentioned those, and as we're enjoying summer here, some people are having a very hard time trying to enjoy their lives right now because they are out of their homes. And of course, we're continuing to hear the very latest and, more homes being destroyed. We're bringing you a story in the news this morning of somebody who literally watched their house burn down.
They watched through their doorbell camera for, yeah. I would only assume how long your doorbell camera keeps running until it too burns down. This was a woman in Dunair Beach. This is southwest of Creighton, which Creighton's along the Manitoba border near Flin Flon. One of the worst hit areas, Dunair Beach. She watched her home burn down through a doorbell camera. All that was left is a charred washer, dryer, and a safe. The rest is is ash.
That's
awful. So she, after seeing her home burned down, wants to see the province bring in more firefighting crews. She says the volunteer firefighters who are up there are doing an amazing job, doing the best they can. But she's pleading for the province to bring in more help.
Very good, Andrew Shepherd. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the CJME News Time is 6:58.
Seven 15 on your Thursday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. Mosaic, it's back for another year. The Festival of Cultures, pavilions all over the city. 15 of them this year. It's down a little bit from last year. 18 pavilions last year, but a few aren't returning, including the Romanian Pavilion, which had been on Winnipeg Street in the Regina Senior Center for years. I think as long as I've been going, the last at least more than a decade. And so this year they are out there. But 15 pavilions still in all, roughly half of them at Real District. And this morning we're giving you a preview of some of those pavilions, including the Spirit of China.
This year is the year of the snake. So that definitely is going to be there. Along with the amazing Chinese cuisine, the decorations, the amazing performers. Come on down to the Spirit of China and have some Chinese fire water if you dare.
Oh, yeah, I've dared in the past. And yeah, it's a shot, all right. Queensbury Convention Center, that's where the Spirit of China is. And along that, so that's one half, Queensbury. And the other half, the Hispanic Pavilion.
We have the Soccer World Cup theme. We have partnered with Latino Bake Shop and Homestead Bar Oven. So if it is spicy, savory, sweet, you are going to find it there with the Hispanic flavor. We are going to have a huge bunch of people dancing and teaching us how to dance. We are going to have salsa, colada.
The president of Regina's Multicultural Council, John Fandura, is expecting 200,000 visitors through this year's events, running from Thursday today until Saturday.
But just to get together, right? That's the most important thing. Just get together, celebrate something together called the multiculturalism.
And even if you've been before in years past,
there's always something new to see. Just like when you review or re-see a movie, there's something in it that you've missed than when you watch the first time. So same thing with Mosaic.
Mosaic gets underway. Pavilions open up tonight at 5 o'clock. And for the most part, for most people, $15 for a passport. Of course, if you're a senior or a child, you will get a little bit of a discount. But $15 for most adults. Mosaic's back. Hey, this one just came across. I just saw this story, and this is going to be one you remember today. Talk about lucky. A man in Lethbridge just won the lottery for the third time in less than a year. David Serkin won $500,000 on a Lotto Max draw in August, $1 million on a Lotto 649 draw in November, and then just last month he won another $1 million on Lotto 649. $2.5 million. Three wins in what is that, 9 months? That's not all either. This guy previously won $250,000 on the lottery several years ago. Is he the luckiest guy on earth? There has to be a record that David Serkin has broken. Guinness Book of World Records, get him on the phone. By the way, the odds of winning the Lotto Max jackpot or Max Million prize are both 1 in 33,294,800. Odds of winning the Lotto 649, $5 million classic draw, are 1 in almost 14 million. What do you keep buying lottery tickets for? $2.5 million? I guess almost $3 million if you count his wins from previous years. What? The Western Canada Lottery Corporation, by the way, says these wins are legitimate, because that would be the other thing. Okay, what is he doing? What trickery is he pulling here? But no, they say that he is doing it legit. And oh, by the way, Serkin is also a cancer survivor. Two on your Thursday morning. He is here. He is in his Rider Green
Evan Bray. Yeah. Welcome.
Got to throw the jersey on. It's game day, man.
Oh, man. This time of year, I get so excited about just kind of everything.
Yeah.
You know, and the Rough Riders regular season, that is a big part of it.
For sure. And I mean, you know, obviously we've had a couple of preseason games, but everyone, especially when we lose, everyone's like, ah, it's just preseason, right?
Yeah.
But tonight's the night. It's, and you know, I've heard a few people say, in fact, Dave Naylor on the Green Zone yesterday said tonight's game could be a preview of the Grey Cup. Which is weird to think of, but it's...
I have a lot of people. So we had the Green Zone Rider reporter, Brent Gray, on yesterday. We had Belton Johnson on this morning. Jamie Nye in the Blitz podcast there. Everybody is putting the Riders in first in the West to have them go to the Grey Cup, and in many cases for them to win the Grey Cup. Hopefully it's not a jinx.
Listen, I was just going to say, I'm a Rider fan, a longtime Rider fan, longtime season ticket holder, but let's not plant the parade yet. Let's stay healthy and get a good team on the field.
I was going to say we're one injury away from, I think that's a big question, Trevor Harris. You have a big football-related show in terms of the CFL commish coming on
today.
Yeah,
I'm super excited to have Stuart Johnston on the show. So he has just been named. Randy Ambrosi, of course, stepped down saying he was done as of 2025. So Stuart Johnston comes from TSN. A lot of people don't realize he actually started as an intern at TSN. He was literally
climbing the ladder,
getting coffee and doing all of the crappy jobs that no one wanted to do, going out and getting street reactions to sporting events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And here he is now. He became the president of TSN, and now he's transitioned into this job. So he's in town for the Rider game, and so he's actually going to come into studio this morning at 8:30.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and somebody who knows not only the entertainment side of it, which you might not have always had with previous commissioners. Of course, Randy Ambrosi, former player, so he knew the player's perspective, but this brings, I think, a new dynamic to who runs the league.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the chat with him. I mean, number one, are we expanding the league? Would you like to see an expansion? Number two, are you going to let CFL players play in the Olympics? I mean, there's a couple of questions that a lot of people are wanting to know the answers to. So we'll talk about his vision for the CFL. He's got a background in marketing. So if you look at what the NFL does in terms of marketing, there's room to grow in the CFL. And how does he see that playing out? So it'll be a good chat with him this morning right off the start.
I can't remember. Do you have an Oilers jersey too?
I do.
You do? So did you just quickly take that off with the Riders?
I wasn't wearing the Oilers jersey last night, but I'll tell you this. So my son was watching the game, right? Yeah. He's in Saskatoon. I don't know what feed he was watching, but his feed was 30 seconds before mine.
Oh, no.
So my phone rings with 2 minutes left in overtime, and Si's going, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm still watching the game play out.
Anyway. I learned this lesson the hard way, too, because my friend is in Manitoba, and I would text him when Winnipeg would score, and he would be like, you're a good minute ahead of me.
Thanks for that, right? Yeah. Anyway,
great game last night.
Good win. But I think it shows you, I mean, that was not a definitive win for the Oilers. I mean, they played okay, obviously. Yeah. They played a good game, but so did Florida. And you're going to be whoever wins this series, and I hope it's the Oilers, they're going to fight for the win all the way through.
It's going to be tight for sure. Another big event, we talk about the Riders game tonight, Mosaic.
Yeah.
Is going on pretty well. Well, half of the pavilions roughly are right next door. Really.
You've got your passport ready to go. You're a big Mosaic guy.
Love Mosaic.
You like the food. You like the pierogies. Just be honest with us, Kevin.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think I've gone without getting a plate of pierogies. And the whole, like, everything else that goes along with it. The Scottish pavilion's got to be my favorite.
You like that?
I do. I love the Scottish pavilion. I've been to Scotland now, so now I can walk around.
Tip a pint.
Yeah, cockily, telling people, I've been there. I know. Believe you me. So are you a big Mosaic guy?
Yeah, I love Mosaic. We're actually headed to the Rider game tonight, so I won't be at Mosaic tonight, but it's a great event. I used to like doing it actually as a police officer.
Right.
You got assigned to do some walkthroughs at Mosaic pavilions. Number one, it was great. You just got a chance to talk to so many people. But number two, they often would bring you a plate of goodies.
Oh.
You got to loosen your gun belt at the end of the night because you've been eating baklava. You name it, right? It was always a lot of fun.
200,000 people from tonight until Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's always a great event. Evan, we'll hear more from you just after the 8:30 news. Thanks.
Okay.